Hello, World Wide Web. Live from Chicago, inside Witty City Studios, Garber Sports presents Two Guys Talking Football. I'm Chris Harris.
And I'm John Pittis.
And we're here to talk stats, conspiracies, storylines, betting odds, you name it. Everything for America's favorite game.
Soccer. Just kidding.
NFL football. You know what it is.
And we know what we're talking about. Who better to hear from than a lawyer and a former college bookie?
So congratulations to the 8 teams remaining in the playoffs, and break a tackle.
First up this weekend, we have the number 5 Kansas City Chiefs visiting the number 2 New England Tom Brady's.
That's the AFC matchup of the week, and we know that New England's been favored, minus 5 points for most of the week. That hasn't moved much, even though Jeremy Maclin is looking like he might sit this game out.
Yeah, he's missed practice all week. They said he might practice come Thursday or Friday, but we'll have to definitely check in again and see. Edelman is coming back for New England on that offense.
So New England gains a player, KC loses a player, and that's going to be a shot to their offense because Maclin was the number one receiver, clear cut. The next guy in line after him is a rookie.
But, you know, it's definitely going to be a battle of that New England offense against that Kansas City defense. You know my feelings, rookie Marcus Peters, another pick last week. He's shutting down DeAndre Hopkins for 69 yards.
More like a punt return.
it looked like a punt return the way he was running it back, but that Kansas City defense is the real deal. You know, they're number 7 in yards allowed this season, number 9 passing yards, number 8 in rushing yards allowed. They're a top 10 defense across the board. The question is, can they get to Tom Brady, pressure him a little bit?
And the answer is yes. They got Justin Houston and Tom Bali combining together for 14 sacks on the season. We know that Patriots offensive line at times seems pretty porous, letting defensive ends turn the corner. Don't forget that Kansas City is also number 2 in turnover differential behind Carolina only, and they're number 3 in points allowed. So a top 10 defense, but New England's defense is nothing to snuff at either. They're number 9 in total yards allowed, behind Kansas City, coincidentally, in rushing yards allowed. And, you know, Chandler Jones coming back from his synthetic marijuana scare at the hospital.
Yeah.
He's coming back, and we know he's a Pro Bowler, number 5 in the league with 10.5 sacks. So they have a formidable defense, I would say.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of the closer games this weekend. I do like New England to pull it out in the end, though, just based on coaching.
Whoa, slow down. Let's not get there first. Let's talk about this tight end matchup.
Travis Kelce against the Gronk.
Two Pro Bowlers.
I mean, you've heard Gronk's name left and right for the last 5 seasons. He's changed the position. You know, Kelce's up and coming. He's a younger guy. Super talented. You know, this guy's going to have a great career if he stays healthy. I look for them to look at him a lot if Maclin doesn't play this week.
KC needs to get the run game going. You got Charkendrick West. You got Spencer Ware. Let's not fight for shares here. Let's get these guys the ball and put them in positions to do what they do best. Spencer Ware can find his way to the end zone fairly easily. And Charkendrick West, he's a truck, man. He's a load to take down.
Yeah, it's like we said, it's going to be a great game, great matchup. I like New England to pull this out, maybe by a field goal, maybe a little more. I do not like them to cover that spread, though.
Oof, 5 points. It seems like it's a big spread here in the playoffs. We know that Seattle was favored by 5 points last week at Minnesota, and that game was a nail-biter to the very end.
Laces out, Dan.
Hey, I feel like I'm in Psychoville and Finkel's the mayor. So we're referencing Blair Walsh's 2 field goals where the laces were in. He made one of them, and you know the rest of that story. So yeah. I'm going to go against the grain on this one, and I'm going to say that KC pulls away a victory. I think that New England's looking a little bit flat on offense. I don't think the addition of Edelman is anything too game-changing. And, you know, I like to root for a team in the Midwest to go over to Boston and to put some pressure on Tom Brady.
So on to our next game, the Green Bay Packers visiting the Arizona Cardinals. Chris, I know we talked about this and you disagree, but this is my schlong of the week. If there's going to be a blowout this weekend, I think it's this game.
I didn't disagree. I just said I don't think we should do the schlong of the week during the playoffs because these games are so much closer than anyone can imagine.
I said that with the Houston-Kansas City game last week, and look how that turned out. I look for this to be one of those games. I think Arizona's too strong on offense. They're too strong on defense. This isn't the Packers team we've come to know the past couple seasons, past decade almost.
I'll give you this. The last matchup that they had together was a schlonging, where Arizona put on a 38-8 whooping, and where Arizona had more sacks than Green Bay had points in that game.
And Green Bay's losing Devontae Adams this game, one of their receiving threats. You know, they've been hurt on receiver this whole season. Right now they have Randall Cobb as their number one receiver.
The Cobb.
That guy's made his money in the
slot.
He's
playing running back a lot too, if you haven't noticed.
Well, someone's got to on that team.
You know, I'm more shocked that Aaron Rodgers made the Pro Bowl, but I guess there's not too many good quarterbacks coming out of the NFC these days.
For sure. You know, Larry Fitzgerald having a great career. He made the Pro Bowl as well.
And he deserved it.
Carson Palmer, best season of his career.
He deserved
it. I mean, for sure. If he stays healthy, if he doesn't get hurt this game, look for Carson Palmer to have a heck of a game. That Green Bay defense can stop the run, but they're not great against the pass. You know, Sam Shields is iffy as well right now. So, you know, him playing is going to be huge to help him with that strong receiving core in Arizona. Arizona lost Honey Badger, you know, the last week of the regular season. They still have Calais Campbell, Patrick Peterson. Look for them to shut down that Green Bay offense and come away with an easy win here at home.
You know, Calais Campbell, their 6'8" defensive end, missed 6 games in the 7 years that he's played pro. So he's a reliable guy, and he can get a paw on that football.
The spread's -7. I like Arizona to beat them 14 points. I think they beat the spread and some.
I'm going to jump on that one and agree with you. Carson Palmer, number 4 in total yards at quarterback, a career year for him. He's got so many weapons. My favorite thing about this Arizona offense is you never know who the ball's going to. So many threats at receiver. There's 3 Browns, and all of them are just as good as the next.
Who's your X factor on that offense?
You're going to hate me for this, but because I've been preaching it all year long. Andre Ellington is the man. This guy's got so much talent. He was the starter in preseason, and Chris, if it wasn't for the emergence of Chris Johnson, he'd still be the starter.
And when did Chris Johnson emerge? When he got hurt, Ellington got hurt, crossing the goal line untouched, and sprained his knee.
So what?
He's regressed this season. He's not the Andre Ellington the last couple of years.
Let's not argue with each other. He can catch the ball out of the backfield as good as any back in the league.
But David Johnson's emerged in Chris Johnson's injury. I think David Johnson's a running back moving forward. I think he's going to play great.
Maybe, against the Green Bay defense. But that's the blueprint for a tandem in this league right now.
For sure.
You have a big bruiser in David Johnson, and you have someone who can catch the ball out of the backfield.
You know, I think we both agree on this game. I think Arizona wins this easy. They cover the spread at home. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to bet on one game this weekend, make sure you're betting Arizona with the spread.
I like it.
On to my personal favorite game of the weekend. I think everyone's looking forward to this game, the rematch of Seattle visiting the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers were 1 game away and 3 points away from having a perfect season that lost to Atlanta. The Panthers have 10 players in the Pro Bowl. That's almost half their starters in the Pro Bowl this year. They're solid on offense. They're solid on defense. They're solid on special teams. Ron Rivera's coaching that team. God bless him. Former Bears defensive coach. Took us to the Super Bowl in 06 on defense. How do you go against these guys? I mean, that Seattle team's strong, but how do you go against Carolina on this?
Well, Seattle gets back Marshawn Lynch, so that's one plus.
He did practice today for the first time.
And we know Russell Wilson was doing some incredible things in that playoff game last week. He was the reason why they even were in the game.
For sure. But, you know, Chris, that team looked defeated.
But they remember, the weather factor, that wore on everyone. Even Adrian Peterson had a key fumble in that game. So let's not write them off just based on last week. Let's talk about the last 5 games that Russell Wilson played, because he's been the hottest quarterback coming into the playoffs.
For sure, but this is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league, and without Blair Walsh missing that field goal, Seattle doesn't even play in this game.
Yeah, but you can't say that. Let's talk about the players on Seattle's defense. I mean, we went off on them last week. Everyone from Michael Bennett to Cam Chancellor to Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas and Bobby Wagner. And one guy who didn't even make the list was linebacker KJ Wright. So they've had everyone show up to play for Seattle. I agree that showing at Minnesota wasn't great, but, and I'm not playing devil's advocate, I think that Carolina has the scales tipping in its favor and that they're going to come away with a win. But I mean,
Chris,
I don't want to write off
go
Seattle.
On to Carolina's defense here. You got Norman at cornerback, arguably the best corner this season. He shut down everyone. You know, he got ODB suspended for a game because ODB was so frustrated because he was shut down the whole game. You got Kuechly in middle linebacker. I mean, Davis at weak side. This defense is stellar. I mean, you know, you got to hope that – I'm rooting for Carolina just so Tillman gets his Super Bowl ring before he retires.
Peanut,
you know, he deserves it. He gave us a hell of a good year.
We missed the peanut punch in Chicago, that's for sure.
But I think Carolina is too strong on offense. You got the MVP of the season, Cam Newton. You got Greg Olsen. You want to talk about tight ends? Let's go back to the tight end conversation. Greg Olsen, arguably the top receiving threat on that team this season. You got a former Olympic sprinter in Ted Ginn who's dropped more touchdowns than receivers have this season. So, I mean, who knows? Jonathan Stewart made the Pro Bowl this year.
That is
Jonathan
surprising.
Stewart, so.
And they might get him back for this game. I would expect him to be back for this game because they said he was healthy enough to play in the regular season.
And even if he isn't back, you got Cameron Artis-Payne who played great. The last week of the regular season, so.
And Fozzie Whitaker, who can forget Fozzie? I hope he gets some PT.
But I think it'll be a close game. I know you like Seattle in this as well, but I think Carolina pulls out a close win here.
I think you got to give it to the home field advantage on this one. And Seattle put themselves in this position. They're going to be on the road, and they're not going to have the 12th man on their side. So I think the scales tip. Carolina takes this game by a field goal.
And then on our last game, we got the Pittsburgh Steelers visiting the Denver Broncos. Chris, is this Peyton Manning's last game ever?
I don't think so. This is actually one of the more sure picks that I would like for this week. That being the Denver Broncos at home with Peyton Manning at the helm against a hobbled Pittsburgh team. We know Ben Roethlisberger tore a ligament in his shoulder and he's got a sprain. We know that D'Angelo Williams isn't even close to returning. We know that Antonio Brown may have been concussed, but he might have been faking it as well.
So let's see. Let's, for all intents and purposes, those three guys are out. Does anyone score in this offense?
All they got is James Harrison on defense, and he's like Methuselah. He's so old.
Yeah, you know this. I think Denver's defense wins them this game. I think whether Brown's hurt or not, you got to look at Roethlisberger possibly playing injured. Denver's defense is just too good that if you're not on top of your game, it's hard enough to win when you're 100%, let alone playing hurt.
And the air is thinner up at Mile High Stadium.
The air is thinner, but we the Broncos are getting Peyton Manning back. Denver gets Peyton back.
They finally do. And we know that defense is on its A game.
And you know, if Brown does play, he's going to be playing hurt. He's on concussion protocol this week for Pittsburgh. You know, this team's looked at Marcus Wheaton before, and they've relied on him, and he never produces when they need him the most. He's nothing more than a flyer. He lives and dies by Brown taking away defenders from him. So if Brown doesn't play, that offense does nothing in the passing game.
And I believe that Peyton Manning can feed his receivers on a steady diet of short, quick yardage plays. I think that running back duo has been getting it together in the past couple weeks. They've been running really well.
You know, C.J. Anderson really came out, you know, a few weeks back in the regular season. Kind of took the starting role back from Hillman. Hillman's been the starter. You know, he was the starter the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season. But C.J. Anderson has come back. He wasn't the running back everyone thought he'd be fantasy-wise or in real life, but he's not playing horrible. You know, there's worse running backs out there, and you're right. That's a good 1-2 punch.
Hey, John, you think this is the coming out party for Vernon Davis at tight end for the Denver Broncos?
No.
All right.
Who?
Well, they have enough weapons at wide receiver with Emmanuel Sanders and
Demaryius Thomas. Whether Manning plays the full game or not, you know, even with Osweiler, who played well towards the end of the season. You know, this team does enough on offense that they can rely on their defense to keep the games close. And
what, the number one defense in the league? They can just rely on them?
They can rely on them.
They can. The one team that really can. So I like the Broncos to win handedly at home.
Like I said before, if you're going to put your money on any team this weekend, it's going to be Arizona. But if you're degenerate and need to put it on a second game, put your money on Denver.
Don't listen to him. John's not the lock master over here. The locksmith. All right. Denver is a lock this week. They're going to come away with an impressive win against Pittsburgh, a hobbled team. You don't even need to buy into the storylines to know that Pittsburgh is on its last leg. Watch them fizzle out in the playoffs this week at Mile High Stadium.
So that concludes the four games this weekend. We have some really good football coming up. You know, I think you'll have a great weekend watching these playoffs. This could be one of the better playoff weekends we've had in a long time, Chris.
Oh, I'm so excited for this Carolina-Seattle game.
So enjoy the weekend. We have four awesome games coming up. You know, no matter what happens, I think we're in for a great weekend of football, Chris.
I agree. I think there's going to be a lot of balance on both sides of the ball. I think that there's going to be some quarterback duels this weekend that are going to be historic. And I think we're going to see some strong teams emerge from both the AFC and the NFC. And the conference championship is going to be exciting.
That concludes our second week of the playoffs. One thing to note, last weekend, all the away teams did win.
Oh, you're
and,
right.
And one thing, I don't know if you've noticed, Chris, but we've picked all the home teams win this weekend. So
with the exception of possibly KC upsetting New England, I do agree with that. This is going to be a nice week for the favorites at home.
But those of us who are right picked all the home teams to win this weekend. So one thing to note, congratulations to the St. Louis Rams moving back to L.A.
And deserting your hometown fans.
Well, hometown, they started in L.A., so congrats to Los Angeles. You're getting your team back. Potentially the Chargers.
Are they going back to Kelly? It's fun to see the landscape of the NFL change. Perhaps London might get a team too, with the Jacksonville Jaguars pushing heavily for that.
What's the time difference between LA and London? 10 hours?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's no 7 hours? Yeah.
I don't know, John, but I like these early morning games. It's a great way to sneak in some 9 a.m. football.
So thanks for tuning in this week. Enjoy some great football. Next week we'll touch on the winners and our predictions and go over the coaching carousel as well.
We're going to be held accountable next week for our predictions, and we're going to go over them in the beginning of the show. So if we have yolk on our face, you're going to hear it next week.
But we appreciate you tuning in. We hope you share our podcast with your friends, family, anyone who likes football. Enjoy the games this weekend. Stay warm.
And break a tackle.
Break a tackle.